On the Saturday before we begin Holy Week, we have the Gospel from St. John chapter 11, where the Pharisees and the scribes are plotting the Lord's death. Let's take a look at this very interesting passage because of Caiaphas and his statement, which became actually a prophecy. So we see that the Lord had continued to work miracles. He had even raised Lazarus from the dead. And it says, because of this, many had come to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. But it says, some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. And so they had a gathering of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was a group of men, 71 men in all, mostly Sadducees, which were the majority party, and some were Pharisees, which was the minority party. And they gathered together. These were the chief priests, scribes, elders of the people. They were part of this governing body of 71. And they said, what are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. So the word sign here means miracles. So they acknowledged that they had a problem, because the Lord was working many miracles. He had just raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. So that was a huge event. So what are we going to do? He's performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him. See, so many people were now beginning to follow Christ and think that he was the Messiah. So the Sanhedrin even predicted if they did nothing, then all would come to believe in him. And they saw this to be detrimental to their religious situation. The Romans were allowing them to have their temple, to do their animal sacrifices, to run things within Jerusalem that they wanted to run. But of course, they were under Pontius Pilate, who was under Tiberius Caesar, who was at that time living on the island of Capri in luxury and immorality. But he had Pontius Pilate trying to keep the peace in Jerusalem. So it says, if we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation. So they were very fearful to lose everything, that if everyone began to believe in Christ, that their religion would be destroyed, and that things would they wouldn't be able to continue to keep their land and their temple. But it says one of them, Caiaphas, spoke up. It says he was high priest that year. Actually, Caiaphas would be high priest for 18 years in a row, from 18 AD until 36 AD. His father-in-law was Annas, who was high priest previously. Annas was high priest from 6 AD to 15 AD. And then Eleazar, one of Caiaphas's brothers, was for 3 years, and then Caiaphas took over as high priest for 18 years, which was a very long time, but he was a puppet of Rome. And so he got along so well, you know, with Tiberius Caesar that they allowed him to remain for that many years. In the past, you know, before the Romans had taken over, the high priest would be priest for a lifetime. But after Rome took over, it was done each year, and they had to be approved each year. So Caiaphas did not want to lose his position as high priest. And so he speaks up and says, you know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish. So this was a statement. Let's get rid of Jesus, because if we don't get rid of him, it's possible Rome could come in and destroy our temple, destroy our city and our way of life, our way of Judaism. So it says it's better for one man to die than for the people, than the whole nation perish. What's interesting is St. John, who wrote this, said he did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest that year, he prophesied unwittingly, sort of ironically, that Jesus was going to die for the nation. So yes, Jesus was going to die for his Jewish people, but not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So Jesus would not only die for the Jews, but for the Gentiles alike. He would die for everyone, all the dispersed children of God. So what's fascinating is that even though Caiaphas thought he was trying to, you know, save his nation, let's kill Jesus and we'll save our nation, and that it's better for one man to die for the people, he did not realize that in truth he was speaking prophetically as a high priest, and that Jesus would die for the nation, not only for the nation of Israel, but for each and every person throughout the world. So, but of course, you know, if you read history, and a book I just read last month called Killing Jesus by Bill O'Reilly, it came out, I think, a year or two ago. But it gives a fascinating historical account of who Pontius Pilate was, who Caiaphas was, who Tiberius Caesar was, and Herod, you know, King Herod, Herod Antipas. And it goes through all these historical figures. So if you want a little bit more information about the historical situation, you can read that book. But of course, if you read history, you'll know that 40 years later, after Caiaphas had said this, the Jews did revolt against Rome, and the Romans came in under Tacitus in 70 AD, and the temple was destroyed. The city of Jerusalem was sacked and burned and pillaged and destroyed. About 1 million of its inhabitants were killed under the siege of Jerusalem. And so it did wind up happening at 40 years after this as well. So again, it's a fascinating history. But again, the main thing to remember as we begin Holy Week is that the plots were beginning to come together, and yet this was part of the Heavenly Father's plan, that this one man, Jesus, would not only die for his people, but for all the children of the world.